What's up, guys? Welcome to Let It Be Heard, where we are doers of the word, not hearers only. I'm your host, Jaden Hurd, and today we got a really exciting episode for you guys. We're going to be looking at a study by the CDC of what happened after Roe v. Wade. We're also going to be looking at what happened as far as Biden censoring misinformation. And then we stay tuned for the end. We're going to have a really fun game that my producer has for us. It's going to be a good one. Check it out. So we have an article here on studentsforlife.org. We have a blog, and this is written by Caroline Wharton. Basically, some really big news came out. After Roe v. Wade, CDC did like a little study, I guess. I'm not CDC, whatever. The article will tell us. But long story short, it's estimated around 32,000 lives have been saved since the overturning of Roe v. Wade. As you guys know, I'm a student spokesperson for Students for Life, and so this is obviously huge news to me, and for you guys who are pro-life or anti-abortion or abolitionists, this is really good news, because 32,000 lives have been saved, and we believe that the unborn is the same as the born, right? They're both worthy of the same protection, same legal rights, everything. So, starting off here, after the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, released a data dump on the eve of Thanksgiving, the Institute of Labor Economics provided insightful analysis on how many lives were saved post-Roe. Their conclusions are heartwarming, as the paper stated. Our primary analysis indicated that in the first 6 months of 2023, births rose by an average of 2.3% in states enforcing total abortion bans compared to a control group of states where abortion rights remain protected. Abortion rights, yeah, whatever. Amounted to approximately 32,000 additional annual births resulting from abortion bans. That's awesome, right? So it's not explicit, like, it's not like people sought out abortions and then 32,000 people were turned away. It's more as in, like, there were more births than that would have been as a result of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. I think that's like the correct interpretation of this data, right? But luckily, Students for Life is going to tell us. So how did that number come about? Well, first, ILE researches group states into three categories in order to examine the effects of pro-life policy. Depending upon individual post-Roe abortion legislation, states were put into the either total ban group, which restricted abortion almost entirely by the end of 2022, the protected group, and these had no additional enactments or enforcements against abortion since Dobbs, and the excluded states. These don't come into play during the study due to various reasons. Okay. Once grouped, research has compared the birth rates of the total ban states to the protected states from January 2023 to June 2023 and found that many lives were saved in the pro-life states included in the former group. With such success under our belts, after the reversal of Roe and many in the pro-life movement wondering where to go next, it's worthwhile to examine the laws of these 13 states, including Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, et cetera, which resulted in thousands of children being saved. So I actually live in Alabama. We're going to speak on that in a second here. But yeah, these states are very pro-life states, and we're going to see what kind of happened in these states. And guess what you'll find if you put in magnifying glasses research? The researchers show that in their paper that the legislation in every single one of these states was a heartbeat or better, of course, with many having life at conception laws. Clearly, these policies work, both in practice for the purpose of saving preborn babies and politically. That's why many in the abortion lobby are bemoaning these findings and acting as though they're tragic instead of triumphant. SFLA President Kristen Hawkins spoke out against such sentiments, telling the New York Times, "The insinuation of a lot of coverage of such data points is that it's a bad thing for there to be more children welcomed to states with better laws than in states with fast-track abortion. It's a triumph that pro-life policies results in lives saved." And this is kind of weird, you know, like, it's kind of weird, like, there are actual people out here who are not celebrating it, but saying that this is tragic, right? Saying that, nah, this is more babies. What? More births? Bro, what? This is lame. Like, this is bad. We gotta protest. Like, bro, what are you talking about? You're mad that there's 32,000 more babies in the world? Oh no, overpopulation. Oh no. Like, these people are weird. And it's like actual eugenicism or eugenicists, whatever, however you say it. Like, literally. But in the case of Alabama, for example, and I'm assuming a lot of these other states too, the issue is you know, it's not all good. And this is what I want to get across on this kind of my take on it. There's going to be a lot of people giving out their takes on this. It's going to be a lot of celebration, and I'm down for that. I love that. But there's also two sides of this coin. I'm going to use Alabama, for example, because I was a state action captain for policy here in Alabama last year. So I'm aware of a lot of the policy here and stuff like that. But I'm born and raised here, so I know what's going on. Sadly, while there is lives being saved, that is absolutely true. Bama has a life conception bill. You cannot get an abortion in Alabama legally. That is true. Absolutely 100%. The issue is, though, there's no criminalization, so women cannot be held accountable for it. And two, it's very easy to get an abortion pill, okay? So obviously that's a bad thing as well. Why is that a bad thing? Well, simply because you can order an abortion pill to your doorstep and then not be put on trial for it. You can't be prosecuted for it. So essentially what we've done in Alabama, and again, I'm not saying that the pro-life bills are not good. I love life of conception bills, because all it is doing, it is showing the state, it's showing the federal government that we here affirm that life begins at conception. That's a good step. But that's not obviously what we want. What we want is a criminalization, totally, no abortion, like in every state, right? That's what we want, a federal ban. That's like the ultimate goal. And honestly, I wish we can pass that right now. I would if I could, but I don't have that control. It's not my really decision to make. But we said here on past episodes that, you know, people like William Wilberforce did not compromise. And that's why I like Students for Life, because they believe in these life of conception bills. And I would say at most a heartbeat bill. I would say a heartbeat bill. You know, this is kind of a hot take. I don't like heartbeat bills. I think that's something that politicians, not Students for Life, politicians kind of use to make themselves look good. But in reality, those bills are not that really that good compared to life of conception bills. Just pass the life of conception bill. I mean, it's so much better. You're saving way more lives. And so, yeah. But in the case of Alabama specifically, I mean, think about how many more lives could be saved if you criminalize abortion and you got rid of the abortion pill, right? That'd be so much better. So much better. So there's still room to grow in these states and with these statistics. But yes, it's okay to celebrate 32,000 lives being saved. That is a good thing, right? Praise God. That is awesome. As far as the other states who don't qualify to be the total ban states, basically who are outside of the 13 states, there's a lot of things being worked out there. But what I'm afraid of, and this is what me and my producer talked about before the episode a little bit, was that a lot of these pro-lifers, not leadership necessarily, but not just pro-lifers leadership, but like the voters as well, are hearing this stuff and they're like, okay, we're winning. And so now we can kind of take our foot off the brake and kind of calm down. Where really the opposite is true, where you need to really double down and say, yeah, we meant it when we overturned Roe. Now we're coming for your abortion access. That's what we need to be doing. But we saw the results in Minnesota and Ohio, where you're seeing people kind of be more apathetic. People are not really going out to really fight that as much as we were before, because we feel like the victory, the battle has already been won. But sure, we won a battle, but there's still a war, and the war is waging over souls in the womb. And that's really important. That's important to God. It should be important to us. And so, good and bad with this article, mostly good, obviously. We love heartbeat bills and life conception bills, life conception way more than heartbeat bills. But, you know, we want to push for that criminalization. We want to push for that total federal ban. That's what we want, ultimately. And so, yeah, we could celebrate these 32,000 lives saved, but there's a lot of room to grow. Now, next article is pretty bad. This is awful. It comes from the Washington Examiner, and there's a lot of people covering this, but this is just the first one I found. But I don't know if you guys remember, what was it called, Micah? It was the government. They were Yeah, Ministry of Truth. It was dumb. And the fact that they call it a ministry was, what? Why are you calling it that? But long story short, the government, like literally, like we're censoring misinformation for COVID and elections and stuff like that. And it was coming from the Democrats. Like they were like, okay, it's one thing. Oh, you got something for me?
Yeah, so the actual name of it was Department of Homeland Security was going to create the Disinformation
Governance
Board.
Yeah.
Which is, if you've read 1984, it's Ministry of Truth.
Yeah. So, so it's one thing for Facebook, Instagram, Google, TikTok, formerly Twitter, to censor misinformation that they deem on their platform. That's one thing, okay? That is one thing, and that's something that we fight against here at RSBN, which is why we highly recommend ExpressVPN. Let me go ahead and tell you about ExpressVPN. Have you guys ever wondered how these free-to-access tech giants make all their money? Well, they do this by tracking your searches. They track your video history. They track everything you click on, and they build a huge profile on you with all of this information, and they sell it, all of your sensitive data. Now, when you use the ExpressVPN app on your phone or your computer or your laptop or tablet, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. And this makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. Now, what's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cyber criminals. What I like most about it is how easy it is to use. It just takes one click to protect all of your devices, which is why they're rated number one by Tech Radar. So let's stop allowing these big tech companies to not only censor us and take us off social media, but steal our data. Let's take their right to tyranny away from them by going to expressvpn.com/RSBN. If you click that link, you get 3 months free of an annual subscription. Again, that's expressvpn.com/RSBN. So again, it's one thing for social media, big tech to take you off. It's another thing for the government to literally go in and purposely manipulate information / delete information off of the internet to hide stuff from you. That is a different, like, monster, okay? That is completely different. And it's scary when the Washington Examiner and what MSN or whatever that news thing is and all of these major news are actually saying something about it. That's where I get concerned. Do you have something to say?
No, just... It's clear violation of the First Amendment.
Well, yeah. I mean, not only just First Amendment, but get rid of the First Amendment real quick, okay? Just imagine a government, like a government entity in any other scenario, literally getting rid of information from the public sphere to censor misinformation that they don't want out there.
Well, to be fair, a lot of other governments do this. And we're seeing in Ireland specifically, I don't know if you saw this, where they were pushing forth a resolution, I'm not sure if it passed or if they're still, they have voted on it or not, to criminalize even the possession of things that could be considered harmful, like memes and jokes and things like that.
My goodness. And I think I used to watch some Steven Crowder a lot, and he mentioned, he cited a few examples of, in some of these countries, comedians are getting arrested for hate speech. Right. It's like what? I mean, and people don't think that this stuff is going to happen here. Again, the conservatives are already, I feel like I'm hating on conservatives more than liberals at this point. But we're just pandering to everybody. And what is the result of that? The result of that is that if you pander on these things, if you pander for LGBT, if you pander for abortion, if you pander for gun rights, which is what Republican politicians are currently doing right now, everything else is going to come into that. And that includes your free speech, my friends. That includes your free speech. These people don't care about you. So we need to stay stay firm on this stuff. But anyway, I want to read this article, just some of it, because this is just dumb. Look at this. Washington Examiner. On September 20th, by the way, this article is by Byron York, chief political correspondent. Okay, thank you, Byron. All right. On September 20th, Politico published an article headlined, Biden's campaign set to counterpunch on misinformation. All right, that alone is just the red flags. The radar is going insane. The story reported that President Joe Biden's 2024 reelection campaign is, quote, overhauling its strategy to fight misinformation on social media. In other words, my friends, if you vote for this guy, he's going to control what you see on the internet. That's essentially what he's going to do. The new effort includes, quote, recruiting hundreds of staffers and volunteers to monitor platforms. Can I just say that again? Let me put that in. Let me do the Jaden Hurd translation. He's going to pay hundreds of people to look at your screen at all times and to make sure you're not clicking on anything you shouldn't be clicking on. The president, the leader of the free world, is going to control what you see and is going to be looking over your shoulder. To supervise the work, the campaign hired a former Biden White House staffer named Rob Flaherty. I don't even know how to say that. Who was described as a, quote, bulldog and a, quote, controversial figure whose combative emails to social media firms have been part of a Republican-led federal court case and a congressional investigation. So it seems like, for some reason, I don't know why he would hire this guy, but it's just weird, like, they're hiring literal people to look over your information. This article claims that it was a federal court case or whatever. But I mean, I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're right wing. I don't even care if you're Donald Trump yourself. Donald Trump doesn't have the right to look at my phone. No one does. And that definitely includes the government. Now, it's one thing, again, for you to consensually use a social media platform, and then they censor you and you're still using their social media platform. I understand that. It's still wrong. I still think they should have the right to take your data and censor you and label things as misinformation. But at least there's some kind of argument behind that. The government has no right to do this. First Amendment, period. Right to free press, right to freedom of speech. These are just things that we have the rights to. And I don't really need to keep reading, to be honest. I don't want to bore them with the article. I'm just going to close my laptop. But this shouldn't even be an argument. Real quick, for you guys who are Christians, you know, I'm a Christian. Just imagine real quick that you had some dude take your Bible and just start cutting out things that he felt like doesn't belong in there, right? For example, you have maybe you have some people who don't feel like... who don't feel like the book of Galatians is a good book for you to read. Or maybe, how about this, a gospel? You know, a lot of people don't like to say that Jesus is God, so they take out the whole book of John, right? That's what they'll do. How would you feel if somebody just came to you and said, Jaden, you know, or not, or just whoever you are, whatever your name is, I don't like the book of John. I don't like John's perspective on Jesus. And so I'm going to remove him from your Bible because it's misinformation. How would you feel about that? It's the exact same thing. You know, it's the exact same thing. That's what they're doing. They're taking away information that is true and labeling it as misinformation and taking it out. That's what's happening.
Here's a quote from 1984. And if all others accepted a lie, which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Who controls the past, ran the party slogan, controls the future. Who controls the present, controls the past. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right.
I had an interesting conversation about that on campus with some guy before. And that's, I don't agree with all of that. Obviously, some of it's true. Not all of it. But... No, yeah, I mean, it's true. A lot of the history that we have is from the people who won, ultimately, and the people who had control at that time and who have control now. And you guys don't trust the people now. Why should we trust them, really the same people 100 years ago or 200 years ago or 1,000 years ago for that fact? So, right. I mean, I'm fully on board with that, which is why, again, I have to stay true to my Bible, what the Word of God says. The Bible says, professing to be wise, they became fools. You know, we don't want to rely on man's evidence. We don't want to rely on man's philosophy. We don't want to rely on man's logic, right? Because all that comes from our Creator. So that's what we ultimately need to rely on. And again, you're seeing the result of this stuff, man's philosophy, man's sinful ways. Look what's happening. We covered it a few videos ago, but the country right now is getting more and more degenerate. As a matter of fact, man, we should have covered this story too, but there was a street preacher that got shot in Arizona, right?
I'm pretty sure it was Arizona.
Arizona. And a lot of people claim that this country is a Christian nation. My friends, if you are a Muslim and you are preaching Islam in Saudi Arabia, I highly doubt they're killing you over there. But in America in 2023, which claims to be a Christian nation, we are shooting our street preachers. Hello? Hello? Like, get that through your minds. Like, this is something that's happening in our country. I know this is completely off topic. It's not what we're going to talk about. We should have covered that story. I didn't even think about that.
It was in Glendale, Arizona.
And the street preacher got shot. And it's very sad. You know, me and my buddy, we street preach. And so how do you think that makes us feel? But, you know, again, the servant is no greater than the master, of course. So Jesus predicted all this stuff. You will be killed for your beliefs. But ultimately, the reason why this is happening, y'all, is because the conservative movement and honestly the church has really just kind of just let things happen. They let things happen. We compromised, and as soon as you compromise, the devil's not going to leave any provision. You think the devil's going to leave any room? No, he seeks to kill, to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's our enemy, right? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Biden is not our enemy. Ultimately, we know who our enemy is. But anyway, let's move on. You got a fun game for us.
I do. Right?
Awesome. So explain to the viewers.
Right. So we're calling this 5v5.
Okay.
There's 10 headlines on that paper right there. You can grab them. There's 10 headlines. Five of them are real. Five of them are fake. These are all headlines pulled today from major media outlets.
Today. Okay.
Or they were made up this morning.
Okay.
From myself and director, and also a little bit of help from ChatGPT.
Okay. ChatGPT and my producers.
Yep.
All right. So you want me to read these and say whether or not it's...
Yep.
So five of these are true.
And I'll tell you which ones are true and which ones are fake at the end.
Okay. All right. Number one, male Disneyland guest arrested after stripping down fully naked on It's a Small World ride. That can't be true. That's not true. I don't believe that's true. Male Disneyland guest arrested after stripping down fully naked on It's a Small World ride. I don't believe that. Nah. All right, number two. Denver councilwoman addresses claims she is married to her dog. Yeah, I think that's a real one. I think that's real. Wait. Yeah, I think that's real. That's probably real. Because claims, you know, claims. It says claims. Mm-hmm. Whatever. All right, number three. LGBT plus couples seek fertility equality. That's probably true, too. I'm going to say that's true. Okay. You know, it's a shame. This is harder than I thought. And it's a shame because... Sorry. It's a shame because this is where we're at now. This is where we're at. Like, I can't tell. California store owner fatally shot in dispute over pride flag. Nah, there's no guns in California. Legal guns. I don't think that's true. I don't know. Well, hang on. So how many are we at? So wait, first one's not true.
Yeah, you've said two. I think two are true and two are false. You said that I think two and three you said were real, and one and four you said were false.
All right, so cool. So number five, okay. California elementary school students are learning to love the Black Panthers. That's true. That's definitely true. So three true, two false so far, right? China unveils revolutionary Rainbow Panda initiative, pledges to lead global racial equality movement. That's not true. That is absolutely not true. No way. No way. Absolutely not. That's false. That's false. That's fake. That's a fake headline. All right. Number seven. New LGBTQ plus daycare opens up in LA, allowing migrant children free use. Nah. That's too far. That's too much. I know you're looking at me like that. Nah, I can't. If that's true, Micah, I'm going to flip. So what are we at? Three. Wait, we're at four false, three true?
Yes.
All right. Number eight, exclusive. Elon Musk announces plan to colonize Mars with an army of Robocats. Yeah, that's true. I think he did say that probably. And the news probably ate that up and like, oh, Elon Musk is a crazy nut job. Yeah, that's probably a true headline. All right. So we're at four and four, right? So one of these two is false or true. Okay. USC won't let Jewish professor teach on campus after he called Hamas terrorist murderers who should be killed. And then let me hang on. Auburn University star athlete breaks barriers. Defensive lineman comes out as transgender. Okay, all right, yeah, okay. So number 9 is true. Number 10 is false. So number 10 is Auburn University star athlete breaks barriers. Defensive lineman comes out as transgender, inspires teammates with photo shoot. That is false. That is 100% false. I would know about that, and I would be on campus freaking out because I'm a student at Auburn. So, all right,
you ready?
So, okay. So number 1 I said was false.
Correct. That's what you said.
Uh-huh.
The correct answer, it's true.
What?
It's true. He was arrested yesterday after he was stripped down completely naked, walked around It's a Small World After All a ride, and turns out he was on drugs.
Oh my gosh. All right. Let's just move on. Number 2. I said that one was real.
Correct. And it's not. It's false. I made that up this morning.
That's a shame. You can just
believe it though.
I would 100% believe it. Denver, a woman? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, number 3. I said this was true.
It is true.
Okay, got you. That makes sense. The amount of TikToks we watch.
Yep, it's true.
All right, number 4, I said this was false.
It's true.
Oh my gosh. Bro. Over a pride flag, you shot? Wait, so like
the person flying the pride flag was shot and killed.
Because of what? Because the person was mad at the pride flag?
Over it. Yeah. I didn't read the full article, but...
Dang. Well, I don't think we should be killing people for that, but... I mean...
But that
I would
was
like... I would like to see the...
This was the headline on many of the news.
Yeah, I'm assuming that there's probably more to this story than we...
Probably, I'm sure there is.
Yeah. All right, number 5, I said it was true. Definitely true.
And it is true.
100%. As a matter of fact, I'm seeing a lot of stuff have come out about the Black Panthers on TikTok, actually. And they're like hype videos, like, oh,
really? they're trying to boost recruitment.
They're trying to show like how they're like really like actually kind of epic. And I'm like, nah, these guys are no good. All right. Number 6, I said it was definitely false. Nah.
It's false.
Okay, good. I was like, China, not you too. No, I don't like China. We hate China. But one thing I can say about China is they're not finna pander to this while they're putting it out for us, obviously. The LGBT stuff.
They want, that's why TikTok's such a big thing you shouldn't be on.
Yeah.
Is because they're pushing this intentionally and showcasing this content to weaken the culture of the West when they know that they have they have entirely different TikTok. I don't know if people know that.
It's true.
Behind the Great Firewall. And through that, they're trying to actually educate their own populace and grow up men because they need men to enter the army. They're actually at a, it's a very interesting thing, and we can get to it later, of like kind of maybe a deep delve on China or something.
Yeah.
But they have a serious problem.
Yeah. So long story short, China doesn't support all this stuff.
No.
But they're putting it out to other countries to make us weaker while they get stronger. Correct. Which is funny to me. I actually think it's genius. Again, I'm not a fan of China, but that's funny. Because even they recognize this stuff. It's funny. All right. LGBT daycare allowing migrant children free use. I said it was false, but now I'm rethinking it. But I'm going to stick to it. It is
false.
Okay.
Yes.
That's just... Imagine.
But it could be true, though.
Yeah, but imagine, like, LGBTQ daycare, meaning all those kids are either lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, or queer.
Or that has been forced on them, like we saw that one video.
Yeah, but all those kids, every single one of them, like, dang.
It's LA. And then
they're open for migrant children, meaning, like, yeah, whatever. I don't have to say that. Anyway, number 8.
Did you the use of the word migrant there instead of illegal immigrant?
Yeah. Oh, migrant. Yeah. It does look real now. Yeah. All right. Elon Musk plans to colonize. I think that's true.
It's false.
Oh, what? He never said that?
That was a ChatGPT headline.
Dang it. But that sounds like something Elon Musk would say.
It kind of does.
And then the media would be like, oh, you can't take this guy seriously. He's just having fun with all his billions of dollars and stuff.
Which he is, but.
Yeah. USC, I said this is true. USC won't let Jewish professor teach.
It is true. Yeah.
I assume so. Of course, it's USC, though. I mean, I'm not surprised. And obviously, number 10 is false.
Yeah, 10 is false.
But yeah, you know better not to run that past me, bro.
Well, I figured to throw something in there that's like close to home, I guess.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, especially, as a matter of fact, our athletes, they're professing Christians. Not saying that I know whether or not what they're doing on Saturday night after the football games or whatever, but I do know that there is a chaplain for the football team and the basketball team. I do know that they do have athlete Bible studies. I do know a lot of these athletes do go to church. I see what they post on social media. I'm not going to lie. I really like what I see from Auburn University, like the athletes and the leadership there. I mean, we had the big quote unquote revival, if you want to call it that, where Bruce Pearl and these men were baptizing at Hugh Freeze, was baptizing players. I mean, so this right here, that would not fly.
Coming from an Alabama, like University of Alabama, entire family,
mm-hmm.
and I support the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Mm-hmm.
Bruce Pearl is a pearl in his own right.
Yeah.
He's straight up solid.
He's awesome. Yeah, I mean, he took his basketball team to Israel, and I think they got baptized in the Jordan River mm-hmm. as well.
They
so,
did, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, really, Auburn's amazing, y'all. I'm a Roll Tide fan, but I do go to Auburn. Isn't that weird? Don't cancel me. Don't cancel me, though.
That's not weird.
Speaking of what happened this past Saturday, if you guys watch college football, that was insane. That was absolutely insane. Let me know if you guys want like a sports segment. I will be more than happy. I will be more than happy to have a sports segment.
That might get canceled.
Dude, I would. You have no idea how much I love college football. That's like actually one of my thorns in the flesh. I love college football. But anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed that video. I still can't believe that those headlines, some of those headlines are true, some of them are false. It's just a shame that we can't tell the difference. I'm happy for the 32,000. Basic recap, we're happy for the 32,000 lives that were saved. Yes, we could do more, and we should do more, and we need to do more. I think you guys saw my video like 5 videos ago where I talked about the conservative and Christian response to abortion. Go check out that video because I make a lot of good points in that video of why we cannot compromise on abortion. Zero. We cannot compromise at all. And yeah, man, Biden, he's wilding, bro. The government, it's we're not surprised, but at the same time, I'm still shocked that we've gotten to this point in this country where the government is literally deciding what is misinformation, what's not. That's the opposite of freedom. That's tyranny. So thank you guys for watching this video. Have a good rest of your week, guys. God bless and stay safe. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Be sure to check me out on Instagram, TikTok, and X. And be sure to hit that follow button and that join button. It'll take you over to our local channel where you can further support the show and get access to additional content. And if you're on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. God bless.